Chapter 3. The Forest Hunter. The forest stretched endlessly around Kota, trees taller than he could comprehend, their branches swaying in the soft wind. Birds and insects called from the shadows, their songs strange yet oddly familiar. Every step he took seemed to echo in rhythm with the pulse of the magic flowing through him. Kota's hand hovered over the orb of light he had created in his first moments, feeling the warmth and energy thrumming like a heartbeat. The system's interface shimmered before him, hovering in midair.
System status, active. Mana level, optimal. Magic control, beginner intermediate. New objective, understand the terrain. Assess potential threats.
He nodded to himself. This was more than survival. It was training, a chance to test the limits of what Namu had given him. A rustle to his left snapped his attention. Kota's orb pulsed, casting light in quick bursts toward the sound. A low growl vibrated through the air. From the shadows emerged a creature unlike any Kota had ever seen. A wolf-like beast, but taller than a horse, with fur as dark as midnight and eyes that gleamed with intelligence. Its claws dug into the soil, leaving deep gouges, and every muscle rippled with lethal intent.
Hostile detected. Forest predator. Estimated threat level, moderate.
Kota swallowed. His pulse raced.
Okay, I can do this.
The system responded immediately.
Recommended action. Defensive barrier. Observe weak points. Counterattack.
He raised his hands, forming a dome of shimmering light around himself. The creature lunged, its teeth bared, claws extended. Kota barely had time to react before the barrier absorbed the first strike, shaking violently but holding.
Energy expenditure. Moderate.
Kota's heart pounded, but the system's calm voice guided him.
Observation. Front legs weaker than hind legs. Head strikes disrupt balance. Counter with light projection.
He concentrated, forming small, concentrated spheres of light in his hands. With a flick, he sent one toward the wolf. The creature yelped, momentarily distracted, its black fur singed by the radiant impact. Kota's confidence surged.
Got it! I can do this!
The beast recovered quickly, eyes narrowing. It leapt again, faster this time, teeth snapping just inches from his shield. Kota dodged to the side, rolling to conserve energy. The barrier glimmered under the impact, small cracks appearing.
Warning. Barrier integrity low.
Kota's mind raced. He couldn't just hold it forever. He had to adapt.
Suggestion. Use environment for advantage.
He looked around. The forest floor was littered with fallen branches and rocks. He extended his magic outward, weaving a tether between a low branch and the orb. With a flick of his hand, the orb launched upward, crashing into the predator mid-leap. The wolf yelped again, thrown off balance, stumbling backward. Kota pressed his advantage, forming two more orbs, one in each hand. He focused, drawing energy from his surroundings, pulling light from the air itself to make the orbs glow brighter, heavier, sharper.
Mana consumption. High.
The wolf charged again, more cautiously this time. Kota aimed and released the spheres, striking the beast in its side and legs. It yelped once more, staggering. Kota could feel the exhaustion creeping into his limbs, but the thrill of victory gave him strength.
Level up. Combat experience, +1. Magic control, intermediate.
The creature finally snarled, shaking its head and retreating into the shadows. Kota lowered his hands, chest heaving, and let the orb dissipate.
That was insane,
he muttered, adrenaline still coursing through him. The forest returned to its deceptive calm. Birds sang again, leaves rustled, and the faint scent of wet earth filled the air. Kota could feel the magic still humming in his veins, the system displaying new options.
New options available. 1. Enhance orb techniques. 2. Defensive barrier upgrade. 3. Environmental magic usage training.
Kota crouched, exhausted, but exhilarated. He understood now. The system was more than guidance. It was a teacher, a tool, a companion, and Arendelle would test him every step of the way. A sudden chill ran down his spine. Something deep in the forest moved, slower, larger, deliberate. Unlike the wolf, this presence did not attack immediately. It watched, waited, calculated.
Warning. High-level presence detected. Unknown entity. Level unknown.
Kota's fists clenched.
So this is it. The real danger, huh?
The system glowed faintly, almost as if acknowledging his thoughts.
First real threat approaching. Prepare for combat and assessment.
Kota's heart hammered. The adrenaline was different now, not the rush of discovery, but the awareness of true threat. He could feel that Arendelle was alive in ways he hadn't yet imagined. Every shadow, every rustle, every whisper of wind carried intelligence, and some of it hunted. He took a deep breath, drawing on the power in his chest, the light of the orb returning faintly to his hands. This was only the beginning. And somewhere beyond the dense trees, the shadow that had been watching from the start of his journey smiled, unseen. Kota's arrival had stirred the currents of Arendelle, and greater forces were already moving.
Next objective. Engage high-level entity. Test new abilities. Survive and learn.
Kota's lips curled into a determined smile.
Bring it on. I'm ready.